You're listening to Unfiltered, live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Sean Salisbury.
Hi, welcome back. John and Sean, along with Dell and Sarah, right here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. I'm reading a piece here, and maybe it was, it just came out, but the story is old. An NFL executive says the Texans had the worst offseason. But talking about the Houston Texans, I'm not sure that everybody is being fair to them. When are people going to realize that this team, this is an average football team that still is the best team in that sub average division? I'm not, let's hold off on jumping all on Tennessee for just a second, because Tennessee seems to find a way to not get it done every year. They're building talent, but I'm not sure that malarkey is going to lead them to the promised land, just like I'm not sure Bill O'Brien is going to. But why is it that for a team, here's what he says. Here's what the guy says. I view Houston as the worst team in the AFC South. They're going from best to worst. First of all, slow down. Until I see Blake Bortles play better, the Jaguars are by far the worst division, of worst team in the division.
Yeah, I wouldn't say by talent-wise they're not.
They're not talent-wise, but
the
what have they done?
The worst team in the division talent-wise, out when you leave, get rid of the quarterback and a few players, is the Colts.
But what, yeah, okay, all right, but they've got the guy.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
They've got the guy. It's not like the jump was that big because they were only a 9-win team to begin with. Their defense is still kind of there, but it isn't because they did lose A.J. Bouye. Their front seven is obviously really good, but their back end is a huge question mark. I have them as the worst safety group in the entire NFL right now, so corner and safety is a giant liability for them. What is it about, really, with Kevin Johnson, Kareem Jackson, and J.J.? That's a huge liability?
Well, they're not exactly. I mean, they got a couple young ones, but Jonathan's not young anymore.
No. But he played well last year.
Yeah, he did. But I wouldn't say that there's worse secondaries in the league. I mean, Bouye would have been nice.
It would have been real nice to keep.
To have. But I don't know if they're going from first to worst, but the quarterback position concerns me a little with a rookie and a guy who's unproven.
Well, that's maneuvering to suck a quarterback. It's hard to bank on most rookie quarterbacks emerging in the short term. I think the other AFC South teams had good off seasons. The idea of Houston doing absolutely nothing is going to be interesting to see how that works out, which they did. Other than the draft, they did absolutely nothing. But haven't we found that everybody who the biggest free agent teams that are active in free agency, it doesn't work.
Well, but then again, we punish Green Bay every year for saying, "Well, why weren't you?"
And look at how good they are.
Yeah, and then they go out and get Bennett, so they finally up.
And then they go out and they win the division.
The quarterback.
Well, right.
That's where it starts. That's why you'd say Jacksonville's the worst of the four, because the quarterback's the worst in the league. Yet he's still got a little more experience than the guy here. I get why they say that they could go from first. They really could go from first to worst. If the quarterback doesn't play well, and Mariota and Luck do, and stay healthy, this division. But here's the other thought, though, that he's not taking into account. This is by far the best front seven in this division as well.
Oh, my God.
It's not even close.
It's the best front seven in the league.
It's not close. So we'll see which one pays more dividends, an average back end or a really good front seven. I mean, those guys closer. I'm always a believer in guys closer to the line of scrimmage make a bigger difference. Closer to the quarterback, should I say.
Yeah.
When the closer you are to the quarterback, the bigger difference you can make.
So if they're not that great at safety, but they've got a huge pass rush, which how are you going to stop Whitney? How are you going to stop Clowney and J.J.? And Bernardrick McKinney is really good at blitzing, and I could certainly see Zach Cunningham coming on, and Cushing can blitz. I'm going to tell you what, and by the way, DJ Reader showed that he's pretty damn good too, and he's going to grow. I'm going to tell you, I don't understand all of these naysayers. Not that I don't, you know, I had them at 15-1, and I found it hard to find a loss anywhere on the schedule. But you know, if the Texans win 10 games, is that going to be surprising to anyone?
No, and if they go 7-9, it won't be either.
No.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, I'm going to tell you, I think they're closer to a 10-win team than they are to a 7-win team. The last 3 years, they've won 9 games. Why do we think that they're falling off so drastically? I don't get it.
Well, I think a lot of it, John, has to do with the quarterback failures. I do. If we had a great, quarterback here, at least I think Watson's going to be really good. But if, I'm talking about a proven great one. They wouldn't be making that comment about that. He'd say, "Oh, the secondary's not very good, but great front seven. The quarterback can overcome it." You give me guys who can get to the quarter, disruptors and quarterback, I'm going to win most of my games.
I'm telling you right now.
They got disruptors. The question is, do they have the quarterback?
I'm telling you right now, Tom Savage is going to play better than everybody thinks.
I don't think anybody thinks he's not going to play well if he stays. He'll be better than Osweiler.
Better than Osweiler.
Yeah, there's no doubt. But I just don't think Tom Savage is going to stave off Deshaun Watson. I just don't.
No.
I think he's a bigger playmaker. He'll have the first go.
I think he will because I don't think Bill O'Brien is going to be too hesitant. Bill O'Brien's not going to do it. Well, Bill O'Brien wants to win now. Even if he doesn't want to be here, he wants to win so he can get another job.
That's my point, though. I'm not so sure that Tom Savage gives me a better chance to win.
Well, I think Bill O'Brien will think so because Tom Savage knows the system better.
Each guy individually. I don't put a blanket statement over it. Well, because all rookies aren't the same.
No.
And the truth is, like I said, Tom Savage has played less football than Deshaun Watson has.
But
I'm pulling for Tom.
He knows here.
Yes, he does.
And oh, by the way, you know, and everybody, well, look at Dak Prescott and his rookie year. Look at that offensive line that he had, and look at the Texans offensive line.
Here's the disadvantage for Tom. Here's the disadvantage, the unfortunate disadvantage, because I know that feeling that he's in. You can go out and play great and throw for 400 and then 300 back-to-back and have one bad half, and they're going to be calling for your ass.
Yeah. Either.
And so Tom's going to have to be mentally tough.
Well, he's going to be mentally tough.
No question about it.
Well, I hope he will be. So Nestor just said, hey, Decker walks into here to Houston and he's the number two receiver. That's another problem that I have. Will Fuller.
If he walks in here as the number two receiver, we got problems.
Oh, wait. Okay. If Eric Decker came here, what number would he be on this depth chart?
He would probably be the two.
The two.
You know, I mean, he shouldn't be, but he would be.
He would be.
Yeah.
No, he's better than Fuller.
He is now.
He is right now.
More reliable. Yes.
Yes.
Not more upside, but he's more reliable. He's been in the league.
Right.
He knows how to, if I say get to the spot, he's going to get the spot and finish most of the time.
So that line is Shungat, and we don't know. Their second best receiver can't catch the ball. All right. If this is on anybody, it's not going to be on Tom Savage, quite frankly. It's going to be that this offense will suck once again, and you can't put it all on the fact that, well, we don't have that franchise quarterback until Deshaun Watson plays anyway. This offense, it has gone so long without fixing it. Last year, they thought, well, let's go all offense and let's get this shot. Oh, well.
Would you rather pick
Will Fuller.
Would you rather have Macklin or Decker?
Macklin.
So would I.
Yep.
So go sign him.
Go sign Macklin.
Strong's proven to be a bust.
Got rid of Keyshawn.
Just cut one.
Yep.
Decker, while probably in some...
Not Keyshawn. Keith Mumphrey.
Yeah, Mumphrey. While Decker...
Keyshawn, there's another one.
Yeah,
Martin.
A reliable...
Congratulations.
Number three guy.
Jalen Strong has done... You know what? When he gets in there, he catches a ball, and it's like, oh my God, that's all... How awesome.
Diddly squat. Will Fuller's got great straight line speed, but he couldn't catch a cold if he was sitting in the ocean and it was 15 below zero.
He's Ted Ginn.
He'll make a play.
Well, can we judge him already?
No, not fully. But he's had a track record because at Notre Dame he did the same thing.
Yeah.
Make you a big play and then drop three.
Yep.
So to me, Macklin, cagey veteran, reliable, young. I would take Macklin as a free. If they haven't called Macklin, I don't know why. I don't know why.
Well,
look what I mean.
Why do they call any free agent, Sean?
Look what LeSean McCoy.
And they've got
McCoy
money.
McCoy and those guys want him in Buffalo bad because LeSean had him in Philly. This guy's a cagey veteran who's not old, who still give you some leg. I would rather have him as my number two. Wouldn't you?
Yep.
So,
I absolutely would. But I'm not believing that. I don't know why. What the hell? They're holding on to all kinds of money for some reason. I don't get it.
They're getting Romo.
No, they're not.
Oh, they're not?
No, they're not getting him.